Chapter 126, A Novel Air. From Cannon Street, Liverpool Street Station, past the Duck and Waffle, to St. Leonard's Hospital and further afield, all the way up to Hackney, I disembark from double-decker route master and once again I am in the street, milling with the people of this land, fumbling thoughts and impressions on screwed-up pieces of paper, displaced and at the same time at ease. Let's walk some more and take it all in. Everywhere you look, something you have not seen before. These glimpses and glances, insights and outtakes, insinuations, hints and intimations, all grist for the mill, material to tailor into a unique new suit. Prancing and strutting at myself, passing in shop windows. Stimulation certainly relentless. Is it merely because I am from another place? Canvas blank, brush at ready? Or because of this undefined set of mind? Here I am, in the heart of Hackney, breathing in a novel, new and decidedly dank air. I walk on for a time, of course, taking in this unique borough, this essential part of a bigger thing, vastly bigger thing, though at street level, of a much smaller scale than expected, bearing the signs of decline and resistance. Some reinforced ruins from Second World War bombings, still surprisingly standing. Everything damp, mossy and mellow. I sit for a while on a fire hydrant and sketch the urban scene in notebook, rubbing carboned thumb across the page in circles, relentlessly, until it gives off a metallic sheen, in an attempt to conjure up a feeling there at the crossroads, on the high road, to other places. Conjuring and feeling the lingering presence of those who walked these streets, the nobodies along with the notorious, Edmund Halley, for example, that famous astronomer from Hackney, Mark Boland from Homerton, Gary Brooker, founding member of Procol Harum, born in the old Eastern Hospital, where David Lynch shot scenes of the Elephant Man, Harold Pinter, Michael Caine, of course, from Hackney Downs, and what about Alfred Hitchcock? Didn't he start his film career down there in Shoreditch? Lingering and buzzing in my brain. Here could come the Cray twins of Haggerston, just down the road. Dick Turpin, or even Jack the Ripper, lurking. But of little import this parade of artistry, alchemy, and infamy. What difference could it possibly make to me, cut free as I am? I roam aimlessly, passing by ramshackle street markets and uninviting squares, litter spiraling round in autumn air. I come to a canal, sneaking by some derelict post-war housing scheme, with trees adorned with unravelled cassette tape. There on a corner, an elderly woman stooped at the curb with a tattered pram laden with what appears to be bags of rubbish. I draw near to assess the situation more closely, or as if to offer help. But then I see a boy sitting in the gutter next to the pram, the woman slapping him about the head and demanding that he get up. I adjust trajectory accordingly and continue on my way, turning corners, first this way and then that, this way and that way, until I come to a house that catches my eye. A house cut crooked to an acute angle of meeting streets. On one side of the house are painted the words, "Last Few Days," as a name would be written across the bow of a boat. At the point of the bow is a narrow brick stairway going up to a plywood-covered front door. Next to the stairway, there is a kind of darkened pit where a garden might be, and a basement window looking out at it mournfully. I suddenly realize that I am not alone standing there staring at this unusual house with no glass in its windows. And what happens next, I will try to confide in the very next episode.